Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as the coaches' conversation continues from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and we're about to wrap things up here. The last couple of interviews we have before Cougar Corner, and Coach Brian Stewart is in to talk about the Cougars. But first, we're going to talk about those Eagleville Eagles who last night went to McEwen, 27-0 win, blanked them down there in McEwen. Coach, I was telling you earlier, we drove by the Field of Dreams. That's what John always calls it when we drive by on our way to Brentwood last night. And the field looking pretty good out there, but you had to go on the road. That's a pretty good little road trip, McEwen, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was proud of the kids. They handled it well. It's a 2-hour bus ride on a hot bus, and for whatever reason, we haven't traveled very well since I've been there. And they responded to the adversity of the heat and the long ride, and we played a little sluggish offensively off the bus, but we got it together at halftime and played well.
A lot goes into a road trip. I mean, it's an event. When you've got to get that many kids and that much equipment and that much stuff 2 hours away and just the trip itself, it takes a lot of planning, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it does for me anyway. Some people may do it a little easier, but it seems like for me I'm always wondering if I forgot something or not getting something done. And but we got, you know, good support staff there at Eagleville, and they do a great job helping us out, and it's always been pretty smooth.
Do you have an event coordinator or anything like that? Or
No, I haven't reached that status yet.
Does that fall under head coaching duties?
Oh, no, that's head coaching duties, yeah.
I thought so.
That's in the job description.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's awfully nice to get a win and get it on the road, and makes that bus ride back awfully nice, doesn't it?
Well, again, anytime you get a win, it's nice. But when you know you got 2-hour drive ahead of you, it's going to be 12:30 when you get back. It's going to be 2:30 before you leave the office. It makes that a little bit easier.
Yeah. Well, scored 27 points last night, and obviously that was big. But it was 7-0 for a long, long time, which means, you can lose a lot just by looking at a score and not understanding what happened in the game. Defensively, you must have played really, really well.
We played great defensively both games this year. Last night, it was 7-0 at the half, and we had some nice drives, but every time we'd get something going, we'd shoot ourselves in the foot with back-to-back holding calls. We fumbled a reverse last night that would have been probably for a touchdown. We just shot ourselves in the foot, and we challenged the kids at halftime that we've given them some momentum, and then they're going to come out swinging, and then we promptly pick up a couple first downs, get another penalty, end up having to punt, and we faked it, and was able to get it down in good field position there, and that kind of sparked us there, and we scored, and really from that point on, probably middle way through the third quarter, we dominated it pretty good now.
Sometimes you can look at a play in the game, and that is the point where momentum shifts your way, and the ball starts rolling. This, when you talk about old Mo, there is such a thing when you get that.
Oh, definitely, and it's a such thing when you lose it.
Well, that's true,
and
it's hard to get back when you do.
Once we got the second score, you could feel the energy, like. We don't have to play quite as tight right now. The entire game last week against Westmoreland, we were up 7-0, and so there was some urgency there, and there was some they were within a score of tying us, and we went up two last night. I think our kids thought that our defense is going to keep them out of the end zone, and even if they do score, we still got one little buffer zone there, and. You could feel the energy rise then.
That confidence too, at that time, rises as the clock rolls down to, and then you get in the fourth quarter, and as time melts away and that margin stays the same, your confidence builds even more.
Builds up, and they, you know, they did a great job, you know, like I say, responding after halftime, and you know, I just hope that we can, you know, build off these first two games. We've got a tough game this week, and we'll just take it one day at a time.
Y'all are always looking ahead to the next week, aren't you?
Well, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know what it is.
It's just the coach in you, I guess, huh?
Well, you know, it's
no time to rest.
You better be. You know, yeah. It's you know, we try to enjoy it through the weekend, and then it's, you know, it's over.
That's what makes it you know, makes all of our teams really here in Rutherford County so competitive. It's just because there's some great coaches out there who really know how to get things done. And you know, if you look at where you're sitting now at 2-0 with, you know, the personnel and changes and all this kind of thing that you've dealt with in, you know, the spring and the early fall practice, you have to feel pretty good about this long stretch of where your team was and where they are now, two games into the season.
You know, I feel like our staff has, you know, done an exceptional job, you know, preparing for practice, coaching the players, and then, you know, I give a lot of credit to our kids too, who have you know, they've heard some doubters out that way because we lost some good linemen last year, and they've heard some doubters out there, and they've took it on as a challenge, but they've responded to you know, what our coaches are coaching them, and you know, the biggest thing that I think that you know, that our staff has gotten our kids to do is play hard, and you know, this bunch of kids, I don't know, you know, I couldn't tell you if we're going to win three games this year or two games or 10 games, I don't know. But you know, I think our staff's done a great job of you know, this bunch of kids, it matters to them. And they've done a good job of getting them to play hard and compete. And you know, the biggest thing I can see with this bunch is that you know, Eagleville football, it's in their heart. They it matters to them.
Yeah,
and that means a lot.
I was talking to Greg Wyatt earlier at Siegel, and you know, when you've got a kid who is just really interested in the game, wanting to please, very coachable, all that athletic ability is great. But to have a kid like that, I mean, if you have the athletic ability but not coachable, it's really a loss. But when you got kids who really want to play and really have it in their heart, like you're saying, it makes it fun to go to the office.
Well, it makes it fun to go to work, and it's a you know, I would, those are the kind of kids you got to have.
Yeah,
you know, and it's you know, we're probably similar to Siegel in the fact that none of the kids that played at Siegel or at Eagleville, you know, parents played football for those schools, you know.
Right.
Eagleville, they didn't play football until, you know, played varsity football in 2003 was the first varsity football season. And, you know, the parents that are – or the kids that play at Siegel, you know, their parents possibly played at Oakland or Riverdale or somewhere like that. So, you know, you don't have – you go to a lot of these places and you know, granddaddy and daddy and brothers and all those guys played on – you know, played for the team and more of the same number. You know, and so, but we're getting there, and it's starting to matter. The kids are in the community. So,
well, you go to some place like Moore County, who's been doing it forever. I mean, it's in the blood.
That's you know, what I'm talking about, yeah. Down there. You know, it's a football is the event on Friday nights, and when you go down there, you know, you see, you know, 75-year-old men who are coming in with their letterman's jacket on. You know, and
you may be one of those going into Eagleville to watch the games in a few years. Not a few years.
Well, I doubt I'll be around for that. but hopefully we'll get to that.
Well, that's what you're trying to build out there, mm-hmm. Obviously. And that's what having those the peewees out and doing all that, you're trying to build tradition because, it, you know, in 10 or 15 years, you will have that, I played on the Eagleville football,
sure,
team, and now here's my boy.
Right,
you know?
Right. And, you know, our junior pro has been playing for a while now, and they're doing a great job getting kids involved. And, you know, it's just a – it's not something that's going to happen overnight. You know, we're just going to have to just do what we think's right and work hard and do the right things and hope for the best.
Chris Hale last night, two rushing touchdowns in the game, and D.J. Higgins was 3 of 5 for about 100 yards passing, so a pretty good offensive night for you.
You know, D.J. struggled a little bit in the first game, but that was we figured he would. It's the first game he's ever played quarterback in his life, and but he came back and responded really well last night. I was apprehensive about having him do some things, and finally one of our assistant coaches just said, "Look, man, you don't be afraid to throw it. Just let him do it, and let's go." And DJ responded great. He really, one of his incompletes were, was a drop pass, and
so it very well could have been 4 or 5.
Could have been 4 or 5,
And, that's a pretty good night. I think you'd take that every week.
He threw a touchdown pass. He ran a touchdown pass. Actually, he ran for 2.
Did he?
And so he had a really good night, and I'm proud of him for responding this week in practice. He had a little adversity last week as we struggled through most of the game, the first game, and when Nathan came in our 2-minute offense and boom, 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 right down the field we score, and then Nathan stays in overtime and he carries the ball every play from the quarterback and we end up winning. So he probably came in this week with his confidence down a little bit, looking over his shoulder, wondering what maybe some people thought. But he knew that we were behind him, we supported him, we knew that he could do it. And he came out last night, and I'm just really proud of the way he fought through all that.
The progress from week 0 to week 1 is, You see it by if you compare those game films from both games, I'm sure you're going to see a tremendous amount of growth in just 1 week, and that's something that you'll hopefully see again next week and right on through.
We did like I said, defensively we've been playing lights out all year, and offensive last night we got some things going, and I haven't had a chance to watch much of us yet. Watched a few minutes last night, watched about a half of Moore County this morning, and but we'll start. I'll look at us, some tomorrow and some tonight, and kind of check that out. But I'm sure there's some of the mistakes that were made last time. But I feel like that we were better offensively this week than we were last week.
Moore County is next up on the slate. Let's get into district play, eh?
Yeah, it's a that's a big one to start out with. Coach Smith, the second year down there, he's made that program better. They do a great job, and we'll go down to a hostile environment and look forward to it. They put us out of the playoffs last year. We split with them last year. We beat them, but for some reason had to go there for the first round of the playoffs. They beat us, ended our season. I've always liked playing down there. It's a nice field. It's a nice community, and we'll have our hands full.
That's one thing I think that is supposed to change, at least, isn't it, in this playoff system? You'll just go where they tell you. Just be glad to be there.
I just hope that we win enough games to get in, and if they tell me I have to go to Memphis, that's fine with me. I just want us to be able to have an opportunity to play the 11th game.
Well, trying to build on this 2-0 start at Moore County next Friday night. Coach, appreciate you coming in this morning. Good luck in this district tilt, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Well, I appreciate what y'all do for high school sports and giving us the opportunity to come in here and talk.
Appreciate you very much. Steve Carson joining us here this morning. Eagleville Eagles blanked McEwen last night 27-0, and he made that long ride back from Ralph Emery country to come in to talk to us this morning. You knew about Ralph Emery from McEwen, right? John did, yes. We're going to wrap up the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner with a conversation. Stanton Stevens in to talk about the Laverne Wolverines, another team at 2-0. That continues when we come back here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner.